No, it would almost be a complete different. We would need to take a couple hours to really talk about the scene and how we figure out how to shoot it and everything, but make the story as short as possible. In pre-production, I had a little video camera and I was inside the car with Alfonso, and we were trying to figure out the shots for the scene. And the more we tried to get the right setups and cuts, I think the more Cuaron started thinking about making it without cuts. I left England and because it was very early in pre-production, and when I went back to work with Alfonso, he had the scene storyboarded in only one shot. And I obviously thought he was completely insane. And we brought all the collaborators and all the heads of all the departments, and obviously we started thinking that maybe the scene needed to be a digital, shot in a green screen and create the shot digital, the car digitally, and have the actors faking everything in their seats. And for some reason, it just didn't sound right. And again, because we had written or we had thought about this dogma, and one of the rules was to try to shoot everything in the real location and with real light, and the green screen just didn't make any sense. And so we went back to the car with our little digital camera and figure out how to create the shot. And we just couldn't do it with a digital camera. So I called my key grip, and I call a key grip here in Los Angeles.
A grip is?
A key grip is somebody that, in England, is somebody that helps you move the camera and position the camera in different machines. And between him and a key grip here in Los Angeles, and Gary from Doggy Cam and myself, we created this machine that goes in the roof of the car that allows you to move the camera in any direction, and you can move it anywhere inside the car. And then the other departments, the people designing the cars, for example, help us design a car that you can move the windshield, that you can open the windshield so the camera could go outside to get the five shot. To see all the people, and then when the camera turns around 180, you can close the windshield without having to cut. And the special effects supervisor helped us. The special effects team helped us create these seats in the car where the actors with a little leveler can lower themselves, so the camera can, be where their head was a second before. Pretty scary and dangerous, and it was the collaborative effort of, I would say, almost 20 people that create this contraption that allows us to shoot the shot. I don't remember how many cuts there are, but I think there are three.